Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, June 4th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Leading off today, a federal judge has decided that Apple has to face a lawsuit accusing the company of hiding the fact that iPhone demand in China was declining. The shareholders allege that this led to tens of billions of dollars in losses. The specific focus here is on comments made by Apple CEO Tim Cook during Apple's fiscal Q4 2018 earnings call. As a recap, Apple was forced to revise its Q1 2019 earnings guidance due to fewer iPhone upgrades and significant demand problems in China. The price of Apple stock fell dramatically after that announcement, with this representing one of the few times that Apple has had to revise its earnings guidance. During the preceding Q4 2018 earnings call, Cook had touted strong demand for iPhone across the board, leading into the holiday shopping season. He specifically said that sales in China had not faced any downward pressure. But now the U.S. district judge in the case says that it's implausible that the Apple CEO did not know demand in China was dropping. And furthermore, the shareholders claim that just a few days later, Apple ordered its manufacturers to slow down iPhone production rates and slow down shipments. And finally, during that same Q4 2018 earnings call, Apple announced that it would stop reporting unit sales for any of its hardware products. The judge in the case says that this decision plausibly suggests that Apple expected unit sales to decline. While the judge dismissed most of the claims in the shareholder lawsuit, he did rule that shareholders can sue over Tim Cook's comments touting strong iPhone shipments, so we'll have to see where this lawsuit goes from here. In other news, Walgreens has supported Apple's payment efforts for many years, dating back to being one of the first adopters of Apple Pay. Now, Apple and Walgreens are teaming up to offer a $50 sign-up bonus for new Apple Card users through the end of this month. Walgreens has been one of the exclusive companies to offer 3% cash back with Apple Card, and now that promotion is being expanded. Apple says that starting this week and until the end of this month, you can get $50 in daily cash from your Apple Card when you get a new Apple Card and spend $50 or more at Walgreens. Unfortunately, there is no such promotion for existing Apple Card users. But if you're not already an Apple Card customer, you can learn more and sign up for yourself at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses, a powerful writing app for iPhone, iPad, and Mac. You can learn more and get started for 3 months for free at ulysses.app/9to5Mac. Anyone who writes a lot will be right at home in Ulysses. Whether you're planning your next novel, writing blog posts, or academic papers, Ulysses offers a super-focused, distraction-free writing experience. With Ulysses, you'll be able to manage writing projects of any kind or size with built-in organization features including nested groups, writing goals, keywords, and much more. I write all of my 9to5 Mac articles and 9to5 Mac daily scripts in Ulysses, and the app keeps getting better with every new update. Exclusively for 9to5 Mac daily listeners, new customers can use Ulysses for free for 3 months by visiting ulysses.app/9to5Mac or through the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Ulysses for their support of 9to5 Mac daily. My thanks to Ulysses for their support of 9to5 Mac daily and for being my writing app of choice. Rounding out today, we have even more rumors about what to expect from the upcoming iPad Pro updates. These rumors come from a user on Twitter who has accurately predicted the launches of the current iPad Pro, as well as the Magic Keyboard and the iPhone SE. According to the source, the next-gen iPad Pro will use the Snapdragon X55 modem, which means the iPad Pro will support both 5G standards, millimeter wave and sub-6 GHz. Millimeter wave 5G offers ultra-fast speeds in dense urban areas, and sub-6 GHz is slower but has far better range and is better for areas outside of dense cities. The new iPad Pros will also reportedly feature Apple's A14X processor, which will be even faster than the version of what ships in the iPhone 12 this fall. And finally, the source says that the new iPad Pros will feature mini-LED displays. The mini-LED screen technology offers a rich wide color gamut, high contrast ratios, high dynamic range, and localized dimming. Mini LED is also believed to result in thinner panels that are more power efficient, and they don't suffer from burn-in like similar OLED displays. The new iPad Pro models are expected to be released during the first half of 2021. While some reports had originally said they would come later this year, it's believed things have been delayed slightly. And this actually makes more sense given that Apple just refreshed the iPad Pro in March, and two updates in the same year would be very rare. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.